Thanks very much. This is the title, Label Inflation, and I'm going to present work done in collaboration with Steve King, Mekhan Malinsky, Liliana Velasco-Julia, and Yvonne Zavala. The idea behind my talk is presented here on just transparency, and what we are proposing is that there is a possible relation between the theory of inflation and the theory of labor. So first of all, what we mean by flavons in the title theory, flavons, these are the Higgs fields, which when they get rest, they break a family symmetry. And family symmetries, they are typically introduced in order to explain the observed fermion masses and mixing patterns. And more specifically, when these family symmetries are spontaneously broken, this phase transition of family symmetry breaking is in some sense responsible for the generation of the effect quark electron things. In this scenario, inflation, I don't think I have to introduce much to this audience, introduced to solve flatness and horizon problems in cosmology. And the idea behind it is that inflation is associated to the phase transition of family symmetry breaking. So that's the idea. So the motivation for this is that such a connection, of course, provides a new possible answer to an open question regarding inflation, that is, how is inflation actually connected to particle physics? This is, of course, not the only possible connection. There are others. For example, one can also try to connect the gut phase transition to inflation, and there are, of course, many other possibilities. But we think that family symmetry breaking is particularly suitable for driving inflation. And this is mainly because the family symmetry is completely broken, so there's only one symmetry remaining. This means you're also not producing monopoles, which is often a problem in gut inflation scenarios. The next thing is that when this family symmetry break can happen, happens below the gut scale, as is often predicted, as we're going to see, then even with this later stage of inflation, below the gut phase position, one can inflate away unwanted cosmic relics from the gut phase transition like monopoles. So that's the motivation behind this. The outline of my talk will be as follows. So after the motivation, which I've just given, I'm going to give a short introduction to family symmetries. Then I'm going to turn to two explicit examples of flavon inflation can be realized. And the first example will be that the flavons, the Higgs field, which break the flavor symmetry, actually act as the inflatons. And so we have a new inflation kind of model based on an A4 family symmetry. And the second example will be where the scalar components of the driving superfields are going to be the inflatons. And flavons, they will act as the waterfall fields in some type of hybrid inflation scenario. And I come to a summary of the conclusions. So here in this picture, that is shown the fermions of the standard model with the neutrinos, the charged leptons, the down-cut quarks, and the up-cut quarks. And they come in three families, three generations in the standard model. And gut symmetries, well, they act in a sense vertically, and they unify different types of the fermions in representations of the gut symmetry group. So family symmetries, they act in this sense horizontally, and they can unify different families in representations of such a family symmetry. For example, we have that the three generations of standard model fermions, they could form triplets of an SU3 family symmetry. Of course, there are many more possibilities. Family symmetries can be abelian, non-abelian, continuous or discrete. It can be global or local. And in fact, there exist many models which use very different family symmetries towards explaining flavor structure. So now, here I want to explain shortly how family symmetry breaking gives rise to the flavor structure. And for this one, I might imagine that there exists some family symmetry GF. This might be SU3 with these some more fermions being the fundamental representation of SU3. Now, if you want to write down the color couplings, you have to write down singlets under the family symmetry group. And this can only be done by having some effective operators in this example. So standard models are phi's, H is the standard model Higgs fields, and phi is the flavon, which is also in the representation of this family symmetry group. Now when the family symmetry gets spontaneously broken by the natural containment fields, then these effective recovery couplings are generated. You see here you have some powers of containment maps over some scale appearing. So you generate energies in your carbon couplings with different powers of this ratio here. And this, for example, has been used to generate the hierarchies in the carbon couplings. So that's the sort of Freuler-Nielsen type of models. So in this sense, the breaking of the Fermi symmetry is responsible for the generation of Fermi masses and mixings in the standard symmetry scenarios. So let me now come to these two examples. So first of all, the example of the flavors are the inflatons, and then where the flavors are the waterfall fields, and the driving superfields tend to be the inflatons. So example one, flavors are the inflatons. So to realize that, what we consider is a toy model. Family symmetry group is non-abelian discrete family symmetry A4. That's the symmetry of the tetrahedron. That's a subgroup of the orientation symmetry S3. And what we are looking at is some kind of new inflation type of model. So this toy model is defined by the superpotential, which is shown here. It's defined as the flavon, but what is really the big components of the flavon is your forms and invariant of the symmetry group A4. As we can see, that mu is the inflation scale, so this governs the Lachman energy during inflation. And we've also, in addition, considered a non-minimal Kähler potential, which is basically just an expansion in powers of fields over the Planck scale. And we've just done this to be as more independent as possible. So we have fields, field values which are quite small, so this expansion in some sense makes sense. So yeah, I've seen that the flavons are phi, they are anti-triple representation of T4. So now inflation can be possible here when the flavon fields, when they move from small values to the true minimum, which is determined here by the superpotential. Right? And the scale of family symmetry breaking, this means the magnitude of the flavon maps, they can be calculated from this mu here as well as from this M star, which is in some sense a generation scale of this effective operator appearing here. And I should say that these types of inflation models, they have, of course, been extensively studied in the literature, so we're not proposing here a completely new type. But what is interesting in the context of the family symmetries is that you can have some new invariants appearing here in this potential. For example, with three fields to some power. And this is something that's new. So typically, you have just like in gauge inflation, some standard invariants that you have a field, times a field in the conjugate representation for K-segment, where you have some more complicated objects, which can also lead to other interesting trajectories and potentials. So now we have analyzed this model of the simplest inflation on trajectory only, where the components of the fields move together. You look at the case where the S field is heavy. So this depends actually on this parameter here in the Kähler potential, the smaller amount is observed. As I said, in the Hubble scale, you can assume that it's already settled to its minimum at zero. So then the scale potential can be calculated like this here. And its leading form is shown here, an expansion of fields over the Planck scale. And so the parameters here, beta in particular, is defined also from these values of the minimum of non-minimal Kähler potential. And in the following, we're going to assume that this term here is more important than this one. So let's just simplify things, and it's just one generic case to give you an example. And the following, we'll always use the observed amplitude of density perturbations for minimalization as a constraint. So let me come now to some numerical results. So what is shown here is the spectral index as produced in this toy model, so it depends on the power of this invariant here, which as it appears in the superpotential, and also depends on this parameter beta here. So if this is not too large, then we can produce some values of the spectral index, which is reasonably below one and compatible with the WNO5 here data. So that's just to illustrate that also in these models, one can get close to this. And here, what is shown is the predictions for the family symmetry breaking scale M, as well as for the inflation scale U. And we've shown this one example where M star is chosen to be M gut. And we can see here that the prediction also depends on the power in which the invariant appears in the potential. And it is predicted to be, for these choices, to be both below the gut scale. And we'd also like to remark that this depends, of course, on the choice of M star. So if this is lower, it must get lower scales of average symmetry breaking, but this can also be larger in principle. This, the case n equal 1 is not showing here, because this is special. So u and m are not directly predicted here, only the relation between u and m in some sense. And one can push both scales to lower values. So in principle, this can also be used to realize both average symmetry breaking and inversion at quite low scales. So that's an interesting possibility to explore in more detail. Now let's come to example two, where the driving fields act as infratons. And let me first of all define what is a driving superfield. So if you have the F term of some field contributes to the potential for the flame one, and finally also governs the rep of this flame one, then the field S is called the driving superfield. And here in this scenario, the scalar from components of these driving superfields connect. So to illustrate that, what we have done, we looked at an existing planar model in the literature from Spindle here, which has an SU3 family symmetry. And the relevant part of the superpotential for us here is given by this here. And what we looked at is the final stage of this family symmetry breaking. So you see these fields here from the phi 2 3, the phi 1 2 3. And the sigma, these are the flame ones, and they're going to get BEFs and contribute to the flame stretching. So what we're going to look at is the final stage in the flame with sigma, phi 2 3 are already at their two minima. And so in these minima they have these values. And only the field phi 1 2 3, so this is still sitting at zero. And so later I'm going to move also to its true minimum, to generate basically by this part here of the potential. So in addition, we're going to consider a non-minimal Kalon potential as before, which is justified because the field values are also going to be below the band scale. So in this scenario, these fields S, Y, and Z, they are driving superfields which will contribute to the potential of the phi 1 2 3. So at this stage, these are candidates which we have. So let me show here to you, that we're going to talk about a hybrid model of inflation. I think you don't have to explain this in much detail to you. So what we have is that the inflatons, they have a quite flat potential when they are above some critical value. And then they can do slow roll inflation. But when they pass a critical value and something dramatic is happening, we have a tectonic instability for some fields called waterfall fields. And they're going to move very quickly down to the two minimum because of this tectonic instability, and this is ending inflation. So in this scenario, we have that the driving fields act as the inflatons, and the flavons, they are actually the waterfall fields, which are very important for ending inflation. And Wednesday we have seen a good example of this control. So a bit more details about the model. So set, we looked at the last stage of family symmetry breaking, phi. It's not yet in the true minimum, it's still at zero. If you look at superpotential, then you see that the y is already getting very heavy from the superpotential, so this is also assumed to be zero. And so the remaining two inflaton candidates are the S and Z fields. So if you now look at the real components and the leading order two double scalar potential, then it looks like this here. You see the vacuum energy which dominates is given by Kappa's curve force. And then we have some terms here which are really the masses, and they depend on the form of the Kalon potential mainly, for some of these parameters. And when these are unreasonably small, then one can see that the masses here are small enough such that one can have slow inflation. I would like to remark here that it's very important to include the loop corrections, particularly here, because they have a very strong influence on the predictions, like on the spectral index. And we have, also this type of models have, of course, been studied in great detail in the literature, and I would just like to review what kind of happens when you choose the parameter gamma, for example, the smaller than minus one third. So in this case, xi is going to be very heavy, so it cannot act as the inflaton. It will move to its minimum, and we are just remaining with one field inflation. Then in this case, you can get the right spectral index if you have this parameter kappa s appearing here to be around 0.01. So that's what you have to choose, then you can accommodate this sort of value. And if you look at the prediction for the thumbism debating scale, and this is going to be around 10 to the 15 GeV, so below the gas scale. So we can realize here as well, this picture will be had in mind that the thumbism debating happens after the gas debating. And of course, you can also have multiple field inflation quite naturally appearing here in the scenario. So let me come to my summary and conclusions. What we have proposed is a new class of particle physics models of inflation, little inflation, and it's based on the phase transition of spontaneous family symmetry breaking. So the Higgs fields, the family symmetry breaking, flavons, they are natural candidates for either being the inflaton field in new inflation type of scenarios, or the waterfall field in hybrid type of models. So attractive features are that you get no monopole problem. And if the thumbism debating happens after the gut phase transition, then all the monopoles from gut phase transition can be inflated. A way to the picture you have in mind is that this is the last phase transition for electric symmetry breaking. And so you can solve several problems by doing it like this. Then initial interesting consequences will arrive that we think particle physics and for cosmology due to the fact that thermal energy breaking is below the gut scale. And so that this will give some interesting consequences for particle physics, and that the inflaton potentials and the K properties, they are now connected to the physics of flavor, and one can calculate, for instance, everything about reheating or non-thermal epigenesis, for example. So, and this is going to be explored in more detail as the working projects which so hopefully coming up.
Time for a couple of questions. You seem to neglect, it's nice the connection to particle physics, like h squared, phi squared, or coupling this to gravity in a way that would give you a beta problem. Do you have any comments on beta problems?
Yeah, so what we would have assumed here is just for the Kepler potential, some expansion across the field, of the Planck scale. And you've seen that there are some coefficients which you have to choose to be 0.01 or so. And that is kind of solving the Eta problem just by fixing the coefficients in this expansion. So if you want to go beyond that, you have to assume special forms of the Kepler potential, which we do, and there's the candidates, as you know. But we have kind of just given here a very general expansion.
In the first example, can you intuitively understand why the NS goes up and goes down as you change the parameter beta? Are there any calculations between terms?
No, I think that I don't have an intuitive understanding for that. So basically, it pops out of the calculation. But the main thing is in this type of model that you get naturally a spectral index which is smaller than one. So that's good. And the precise value, it depends on the parameters that you choose for this model.
More questions? Is there all the insects work in progress? You already have an idea about the values of the reheating potential that you would get in this model, or the range that would be natural?
Yeah, that's of course a very interesting question, and we are working on this, but it's too early to say something. But kind of everything is connected now. Because these kind of couplings of the flavons, the standard model fields, they're going to give rise to the flavor strategy. So, and these are the couplings where then the flavor is going to decay into standard model fields. So, in principle, in a given model, this is all predicted. So, it then, of course, also depends on the models that you're looking at. So, it will turn out that some of these models will be good with respect to reheating, and others will give maybe a very high reheat temperature, maybe disfavored by this connection, if you want to have this step.
How small can the scale of family symmetry breaking be?
And that's also a good question. I've kind of shown you this example where it's practically not really fixed. So we can try to push it down eventually to close to observation. But okay, that's something which has to be looked at in more detail. So.
Thanks.